This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins is here for a Halloween edition of Cinema Chatting. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, well, yes, it's...
You don't even scare your grandkids with that, do you?
Yeah, no, I don't really. But, you know, it is Halloween. On behalf of every adult and the gods of weather, I want to apologize to all of the children.
Yeah, it's going to be something out there tonight. A little wet, a little cold. You get home and you have a bag full of candy. All is right with the world.
A bag full of candy and maybe a bag full of snow, too.
it's certainly possible.
Before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the kind of amazing place that, of course, this is all kind of self-congratulatory, you know, not between you and me, but just for our community. But we have a place like the Arc that celebrates acoustic music. We have a NPR station that celebrates jazz, which is very unique in the universe. We have a world-class art house in the state and the Michigan Theater, to name just three cultural amenities.
And there's plenty more.
And there's plenty more jazz clubs and classical music that's totally world-class.
And it's so ingrained in the fabric of our consciousness and our community and the way it operates that I think sometimes we take for granted that we have this kind of special artistic and cultural community.
Yeah, and one of the scary things that's happening on this Halloween is in Champaign, Urbana, the university town
of Illinois.
For the University of Illinois. Today is the last day that their specialty cinema, their art house, will operate. The Art Theater,
it's
called, will close permanently today.
That's a shame.
And if you look at Berkeley, California, and Cambridge, Massachusetts, if you look at Madison, Wisconsin, and so many other places around, Columbus, Ohio has a pretty good art house scene and a good cultural environment. It's hard for Ann Arborites to say that, but it's true. Austin, Texas does too. But most other places, especially, it's such a surprise in Berkeley, California, and Cambridge, Massachusetts, that the film culture scene there that was so rich and deep is just either thinned out or non-existent. So anyway, thank you, Greater Ann Arbor area.
Yes, indeed.
The support of
we are glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, for the support of the cultural infrastructure in our community. And if you love the Arc, if you love WEMU, if you love the Michigan Theater, if you love the jazz clubs and the musical society and all of the great concerts that are paid and free in our area, make sure you support them one way or the other.
Well, you know, about 8 o'clock tonight, all the trick-or-treating will be done.
And fact of
the matter is we're going to move beyond the Halloween holiday, and that means a whole glut of new non-Halloween-related movies are coming
to town. That's right. Well, today is an exceptional day for movie openings. We open Parasite, which is the Korean film director's Bong Joon-ho's film. He did Okja and Mother and Snowpiercer, which a lot of people liked. But Parasite is the film that's opening, and it won the Palme d'Or, the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival. It is actually a hit, a financial hit for a foreign language film in the United States. And it's about two families, a rich family
That's
and
really
a poor
unusual,
family.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That become interwoven and all kinds of really interesting things. Bong Joon-ho is a brilliant, brilliant filmmaker. And in this film, Parasite, he's at the top of his form. It's not a sci-fi film, even though it's got the name Parasite. It's a pitch black modern fairy tale, but go check it out. It's got great reviews.
It's not the only award winning film that's coming to town.
That's right. The audience winner at the Toronto International Film Festival, Jojo Rabbit, which is Taiki Waititi's film. He did Thor Ragnar and Hunt for the Wilder People. We did Hunt for the Wilder People at Cinetopia, and then it had a subsequent run. What We Do in the Shadows, which was a vampire comedy that was great. But Jojo Rabbit is set during World War II. It's a satire about a lonely German boy whose worldview is turned upside down as he discovers his single mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, is hiding a young Jewish girl in their attic. And
Embers of Anne Frank.
That's right. And he has an imaginary friend who is Adolf Hitler, who's, you know, he's a small boy, he's 10 years old, and he's, you know, he's the hero promoted by the society. It's a very interesting satire that's gotten very good reviews, a little bit
kind of in the vein of The Great Dictator or something.
But exactly,
like
exactly. Or The Producers, the Mel Brooks film. And we're actually going to show the Great Dictator in November 21st. So go check out Jojo Rabbit. It's got a lot of great views, a lot of great reviews, a lot of buzz on it. That's great.
Year of the documentary, the one I want to see is Where's My Roy Cohn?
That's right. He was a lawyer that died in the 1980s, but he personified the dark arts of American politics. He was the chief counsel to Senator Joseph McCarthy and his communist hunting subcommittee. And he was also had a molding role in a young Queens, New York, a real estate developer named Donald Trump. So
I heard of
very
that.
Interesting, a disquieting summary of the subject who was a disquieting character himself.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. Some very limited engagement opportunities.
That's right. One of the rarest things, a comedy to come out of Sundance, which isn't quite true, but Give Me Liberty is about a driver who's a medical transport driver, and he's tries to take care of all of his patrons. Some of them are very nice. Some of them are quite difficult, and then he also has his grandfather, his Russian grandfather, that he's trying to deliver to a funeral, and protests and patron difficulties and all kinds of things get in the way of this driver trying to do his job.
So a life worth of frustrations in a drive.
And it's very comic. It was a breakout from Sundance. So Give Me Liberty opens on Monday, November the 4th. We've got some late night screenings on Friday and Saturday. To this weekend on the 1st and 2nd, we have Enter the Dragon.
That's Bruce Lee, right?
The Bruce Lee classic. And then in the coming weeks, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Clueless, and Get Out. So those are coming up subsequent weekends. And then we've got a free screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Quentin Tarantino.
I wish I'd known you were going to do that. I wouldn't have paid to go see it.
That's right. Leonardo DiCaprio will be there. Well, they'll be there live.
On the screen.
On screen. It'll be a video question and answer with them. So that's going to be Saturday at 3:15 is when the screening starts.
How fun is that?
It's going to be in the screening room. There's only 200 seats.
And entirely free.
And it's entirely free, paid for by the studio. So
that's great.
Quentin Tarantino wanted to do this. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Saturday, 3:15, post-screening discussion with Quentin Tarantino, Brad Pitt, and Leonardo DiCaprio. We've got a sneak peek on a locally made documentary called We Are the Music Makers that focus on Jerry Blackstone, who's a great, great choir director, a professor emeritus at the University of Michigan. Ken Fisher, former UMS president, will be the moderator for the forum about public school music teaching, particular vocal music. So We Are the Music Makers is going to be Sunday at 7 o'clock. Go check it out. North Face and Bivouac are doing a rock climbing film called Real Rock 14 Monday at 7:30. And then coming up, we've got the things that are opening this weekend. The Multiplex Motherless Brooklyn, which
this is an Ed
good.
Norton film that took a long time to make and is just getting spectacular.
Yeah,
reviews.
He's got Tourette's syndrome and it causes all kinds of trouble for him. Terminator,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Dark Fate, which
not looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in the Terminator
and Linda Hamilton, I believe.
Yep, and absolutely. She's kind of been in all of them. And Arctic Dogs, which is an animated film with a great voice cast, including Jerry Remy, Alicia Houston, and James Franco, and lots of other folks. So go check it out.
Lots of movie choices. Pick one and go see a movie, and we'll talk to you about movies again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat here at every Thursday, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy Halloween from Cinema Chat.